Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Florida Bar Award of Excellence, and featuring Michael Santucci, co-chair of the Intellectual Property Division of the Broward Bar. From the law firm of Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Legal News and Review, the only real problem solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell, and hosts and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's broadcast. In every industry, there is good and bad business practices, but when it comes to business lending, what are the warning signs of possible what's considered predatory lending that could get your business into trouble? Listen, whether you've been a new business or you've been around for generations, you need to stay tuned to the 7 warning signs of possible predatory lending. And we're featuring from Corporate Capital Advisors, senior partner Rob Denton. You know, before we actually begin with the segment regarding the warning signs of predatory lending, I'd like to publicly thank Rob Denton, who supports his community and is on the board of directors of Gateway Community Outreach. Gateway Community Outreach is a great organization located in Deerfield Beach, and they've helped tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, pay their mortgage, feed their family, pay their rent. I could go on and on. It's an organization that we've been supporting for quite some time. Those that remember the community show also know on the legal show that we've had promoted them, and with great success, I'm very pleased to say. Rob brought John Brody, who is the chair of the Festival of Flutes. We've been promoting all this month. John is going to be giving us the 411 on this initiative, and guess what? They chose Gateway Community Outreach as the beneficiary for this fundraising. Gary Singer and Gary Ostro and Mike Santucci will be on next week. I've come across a host of charities in my life that, unfortunately, like the March of Dimes, the truth of that, only 10 cents of every dollar actually goes for the cause. And I do want you to stay tuned because we're going to be talking about this event on the 26th. It begins actually at 6 p.m. for VIP tickets and 7 p.m. for the general public at the Parkland Golf and Country Club. But predatory lending is an issue. You know, people heard about it with payday loans and things like that for the consumer. But my goodness, there's many issues regarding business loans because it's not as regulated as consumer loans as well. And I'd like to say from Corporate Capital Advisors, good afternoon, Rob Denton.
Good afternoon, Phil. Thanks for having us.
You know, Rob, I'm going to start with the 7 warning signs of possible predatory lending. And I know that you also work with lenders as well. And as you pointed out to me originally, there's good and bad in all industries. You got to do your due diligence. I'm going to start out with the first one, unclear pricing and terms. What does that actually mean?
Well, a lot of times when someone asks, well, what are your rates and terms? Mm-hmm. And a broker or someone over the phone that you haven't met basically says, I'm not sure. We don't know. We have to see what you look like first. Ask good questions. You really want to find out, well, give me a general range. I mean, what type of finance are we talking about here?
Yeah, but Rob, you need the money anyway. What does it matter to you?
It matters a lot because not only the rates and terms or the rates or the fees that are associated, but what are the payback terms? Sometimes when a a term may be too quick for a business to pay back, it could really affect them. In the last 8-9 years since the mortgage meltdown and since Dodd-Frank and various different legislation
right.
where the banks weren't lending, we've had the upcrop, so to speak, of these online lenders. And I get a lot of phone calls offering me money. What do you do? I mean, do you talk to the guy? Do you give him your information? A lot of times it starts off with a bait and a switch, you know, so you really got to ask good questions going in. What are the rates and terms, and, you know, how is this going to help my business?
You really need transparency, you know, regarding fees, interest rates. And you pointed out interest rates not listed as APR or listed in a format that's really hard to calculate. You know, they're pretty slick on that. What is aggressive or abusive broker practices? I was just kibitzing with you with a little of that. But when somebody you're speaking to becomes aggressive or abusive, is that actually a red flag then?
Well, obviously I would say yes, it is. When someone gets a little aggressive with you, when it's on their time instead of on your time as the business owner, you really have to think twice.
Right.
You know, when someone's trying to pressure you to take money, what's the real incentive? To make money. So you really have to look out for what are the fees. Are there hidden fees? Are there fees afterwards? Are there broker fees? A lot of people don't really understand what they're getting into. They only hear a rate. They don't hear all the other things
right.
that may go along with it. And when you talk about abusive or aggressive tactics, you know, you can talk about a lot of things. Verbally, they could be aggressive, and also non-verbally when it comes to you know, what if I want to pay this off early? What if, you know, is there an early out? Is there a prepayment penalty? And if someone's not willing to take the time to really, you know, speak to you about your business, you really got to wonder what their motive is.
Exactly. They're not in your best interest, and you got to remember that. You know, typically businesses need money, and they need it last week. It's unfortunate, but that is part of the process of running a business, especially for small businesses, restaurants. It doesn't matter. Each business has its own issues. But I found it interesting when you pointed out to me regarding prepayment penalties. What are prepayment penalties?
Well, if someone's able to pay it off early and there's a penalty for doing so, to me that doesn't make a lot of sense. It's one thing if you're going to pay as agreed, mm-hmm. but a lot of the groups that we work with, they have early pay discounts, paying off early. You should look for those things as a benefit of goodwill that you've paid off early, and maybe they'll be willing to, you know, give you a discount, you know, to some percent or some degree.
Right.
So a lot of the programs that we work with do offer those. And it boggles my mind when I talk to people all the time and they're like, I'd like to get some capital. Well, what do you need the capital for? Is it working capital, payroll, supplies? And a lot of times I get people who say, well, I have these other loans and I'd like to borrow more money or get money to pay off other loans.
Right.
You know, predatory and aggressive and all this other stuff also includes brokers who are over leveraging their clients who are in need or taking advantage of them when they're at need by giving them too much without really getting an understanding of the business.
Well, I know, I don't know, about a year or two ago, we referred a hardware store to you.
Mm-hmm.
And not to give out any names, but I do want to discuss the fact that he wanted $100,000, and you as also a consultant, besides a lender, you said, well, you know, don't take the $100,000. You know, I get you a line of credit for $100,000. You really only need $20,000 right now. You're a hero to that guy. You know that?
Well, you know, I don't know if I'm a hero, but I'm certainly a clear voice. He would have been over-borrowing. He didn't need all that money all at once. He wasn't able to deploy it. He really needed $30,000, but wanted to be safe and get $100,000. So he would have been, you know, carrying too much debt for the small business going into the slow season. So it really worked out for him. He's, you know, when I say he's a friend. He's a business, you know, business
yeah.
owners that I deal with, I really get down and understand what's going through. Why do you need this money? Tell me why. Not because I want to know, because I want to hurt you, but I want to give you the benefit of the guidance and the things that I've been through.
Exactly. But most people within business lending would said, here's the check for $100,000, even though he didn't need it right then and there.
Listen, they're used to dealing with a traditional bank in the last 12 years that wasn't so friendly, back like the old days when you had your banker and you
right.
knew him by the first name. Everything's changed. And now you have the internet. and you have people who are nameless and faceless on the internet who are representing various different programs. And when we talk about abusive and aggressive, how about omission of facts and misrepresentation? I feel like that's going on right now. And if they just had a clear path to getting an understanding of how to, you know, navigate through the online lenders, a lot of people would have a much better experience.
Well, you know, another red flag, and this is the fourth out of the seven to look out for, is approval too easy? Now, you are able to approve within 24, 48 hours, but that is based on information that they will have to verify. You know, you trust, but they need to send you all the due diligence that you need to underwrite. So if they offer fast and easy approval with little or no required documentation, that is a clear red flag?
I wouldn't call it a clear red flag because approval quickly denotes we have technology now and various algorithms and things that can help you get the answers or see if you qualify. It's very quick to do that. But no documentation, that's also, I would call a red flag. You know, what are they asking you for? Their accounts receivable, accounts payable, what's going on, money in, money out, you know, some various financial statements. It's a red flag to me if someone can't tell you what their profit margins are, you know, as they borrow, you know, so it's got to be a two-way street. And not only is the approval process too easy, but what concerns me with the aggressive lenders or the aggressive brokers is sometimes they don't know what they're getting in from you and they shotgun your information out to multiple credit facilities. And now people are putting themselves at unnecessary credit risk or worse yet, a lot of phone calls.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's number four. But number five of the top seven warning signs, you know, I found it interesting that a lot of these borrowers don't even really know how much they owe. And there's certain red flag payments, debited even daily or even weekly as a lack of a better understanding as a percentage of sales. I'd never heard of that before.
Well, the percentage of sales with the merchant cash advance scenario used to be based off of their credit card transactions and things of that nature. Whether it's paid once a month or 1/20th of once a month, 20 business days,
right,
to me that doesn't necessarily throw up a red flag. It just shows that they're flattening out the payment schedule or the payback schedule. But when it becomes a 3 or 2 month advance or loan that's paid back very quickly, which is way quicker than they're earning their revenue, that's a problem. When someone has to have a daily or a weekly, believe it or not, we've had clients that are happy about that because they're not struggling to make that payment. Some of them like it weekly or biweekly. So I wouldn't necessarily call that a huge red flag. I would wonder why.
But it's their choice. You give them the choice of...
There are options depending on what they qualify for as well.
But others push what is in the best interest for their own funding company opposed to their clients, unfortunately, and you know, you have horror stories about that.
Absolutely.
Now, short-term loans, loans that must be repaid in a very short time, I understand that those can be of very high interest rates.
That's correct. Long and short-term loans can be of very high interest rates. Credit cards can be very high. You really have to look at the fine print and see what's going on. Short-term doesn't always mean that it's expensive.
Right.
And if it's used judiciously or you borrow the right way, or get advanced the right way for the right reasons, and you can deploy the capital, should someone really take a long-term loan for payroll? I don't think so. So, is it a red flag? Yes, but ask questions. What do you need the money for? Well, I have a payroll issue. Should someone really take out capital for a weekly payroll and then pay it off over a year? I don't think so. So if it's done the right way and you have an early pay discount or a way to do it, that's fine. Where people are getting into trouble right now, Phil, is – people are getting not one, not two, but three of these online or payday or advanced loans.
Right, they seem like stackable.
They're getting more than one, and it wasn't designed for that. And as a result, people are getting themselves in cash flow trouble, cash flow hell, in a matter of fact, where now they're freaking out. They don't know which way to go. So Corporate Capital Advisors, you know, our firm,
right,
we're going to listen. We start off with consultants. We have a consultative approach. We're going to ask, what do you need the money for? Where's it going? How have you financed your company so far?
Do they pay you upfront fees?
Never. So we're a fee for service type of firm. We get paid once we complete. We'll do a lot of work and not get paid, but you know what? I'll take a God bless you or thank you for giving me good advice any day versus, you know, just getting paid and giving someone the wrong advice. The old saying is better off giving no advice than bad advice.
And finally, number seven, reputable lenders, people like yourself that want to work to help businesses achieve their goals. They want to understand their business and work with them, again, to achieve the financing that will boost their future of their business. So not willing to answer questions. People that say, that's a good question, I'll have to get back to you, I guess. Hard to contact, dodge questions about cost and terms. That is a red flag, right?
That's a red flag. And I would say, if we have enough time here, you know, red flags on the other side of the fence are people or businesses that have multiple loans. We have a division that helps restructure, that helps consolidate, refinance these expensive loans. We have a way out. We have a solution. We can give them a viable way of getting themselves out of trouble. It's one thing where someone needs money, you know, for growth, but it's another thing when they need it because they're paying off loans. I would recommend you don't throw good money after bad if you have a solution, and we do have that solution.
Well, you know, we're going to take a quick break and a station identification, and we're going to continue this conversation because I'm sure there are listeners there right now that are in that situation, and they do need help and consultation. And the best thing is you never charge for any consulting fee. There's no upfront fees. You just perform. It either makes sense and puts them in a good position because, you know, if you do good for them, it's the old adage, you strictly built your business on word of mouth. And coming up as well, we're going to be speaking with John Brody. He works for City News Magazine, but he is also board chair of Festival of the Flutes, a great event that we're going to be talking about. It's a must-go-to. I'm going. And you're listening to Legal News and Review. This is a special edition, and we're featuring Rob Denton from Corporate Capital Advisors. Truly a great organization. I certainly endorse them. We'll be right back.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome back to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Award of Excellence from the Florida Bar, featuring Michael Santucci of the law firm Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Reach them at 500law.com or 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go online to belegalbuzz.com. Once again, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
Legal News and Reviews back on the air. I love that music. It reminds me when I'm in the Alps. We're speaking with Rob Denton for Corporate Capital Advisors. And just to summarize the seven warning signs of possible predatory lending, unclear pricing and terms, aggressive or abusive broker practices, prepayment penalties, short-term loans could be a red flag, but more importantly, not willing to answer any questions. Reputable lenders want to work with you, help to achieve your goals. They want to understand your business. And, Rob, where we left off, you were talking about these stackable loans where you get one and then you get another and you get another. Then all of a sudden you're working for the loan companies and not for your family or your business.
Right. It's amazing some of the people that we speak to that are looking for additional capital because they're looking to be able to pay off some other expensive loans. And to me, it just doesn't make sense. There are other options. So, you know, if you feel like you're on a treadmill, you're borrowing to pay off other advances.
Right.
It almost reminds me of back in the early 2000s when people were buried in credit card debt and they, you know, had no way out and they were making minimum payments, you know,
right.
And there was no end in sight. So, you know, if you feel that way or you feel like you're on that treadmill, You know, certainly we'd love them to give us a call. We have a solution to either consolidate, refinance, or actually restructure those terms that you may have.
That is a beautiful. You have so many different programs, vendor assist, and just a host of things, especially for those that are in contract business, you know, contractors. Sometimes they don't get paid on time.
Listen, the genesis of our business is helping a small company or a business doing under $10 or $15 million find access to capital, and whether that capital is for mobilization to get those other jobs going, to pay off suppliers, to take care of payroll, to take care of maybe even an event took place, a tax issue, and you didn't have the capital, or maybe one of your big clients is holding out on you for a period of time and you need to bridge that gap. So we've really, over the last 25 years, really developed a number of different solutions to help people out.
That are very unique. You know, you can't find these programs everywhere. Matter of fact, you started a trend within the industry. Rob, I before we actually end this segment at the end, I want you right now to give out the contact information or websites, and then we're going to introduce the chair, if you will, the board. You know, he's part of the Festival of the Flutes. He is the chair. And you got to come to this. But what is the best way to contact you?
Best way to reach me via phone would be 561-404-0526. That's my direct number. We believe with everything that's going on online right now, there are people who are nameless and faceless.
Right.
One of the principals of the firm, I'd like to speak with you directly. We have a staff of people that would be more than willing to work with you, but feel free to call me direct. Our website is www.corpcapdirect.com. And you can go there, check us out. We encourage you to look at our testimonials. And
you bet.
Yeah, that says it all. You know, we've got a lot of people over the years, and a couple who have been on the radio with us time ago, that they're still clients, and some of them who aren't clients are still friends.
And that is such a beautiful thing, a testament. You work nationally, but your corporate headquarters is in Coral Springs, Florida.
That is correct.
That's correct. There you go. You scared me for a second. He's saying, well, we got a bigger office in New York.
Well, since you brought that up, we did recently open an office in New York, so we are there. And
that's done. Congratulations.
That's done. We have New York and
success loves success.
Yep, and it's, you know, listen, the internet and the world knows no bounds, but you know, I think it's really important that we talk about Festival of the Flutes and, you know, things that
what a great
are more
segue.
Listen, you know, community is our thing. We're national, but community is important to me.
First of all, John Brody, welcome.
Thank you.
John, what is the Festival of Flutes? It's been around for 13 years.
Festival of Flutes is an annual charity fundraising event. And Rob is a great example of one of the people that makes it successful. It's really about the community giving back to people that are less privileged in the community. It started actually 13 years ago. Dr. Fruit Handler and Scott Brook, who also was a mayor of Coral Springs, mm-hmm. started the event really, again, as a way to give back to the community. And it's always been dedicated to supporting organizations, primarily nonprofits, that do something specifically for the people of Broward County.
So you choose a new nonprofit every year?
That's what we've done. Although I think that now that we're linked up with Gateway, we may stay with Gateway for the long term.
They're a great organization.
They are. Yeah. And I've known Carol Ray, who started the organization, for quite a few years now. In fact, when I was with a previous magazine, we did a cover story on her a few years back. And last year, we covered the 21st birthday party. Mm-hmm. Of their organization, did a nice article in City News Magazine. And at that time, we discussed the possibility of tying what they were doing to the Festival of the Flutes.
Well, you know, we've been promoting Festival of the Flutes. Gary Singer, who lives in Parkland, has been there and he's planning on going. He's one of our legal panel hosts. And this is a special broadcast without the legal panel today. And I understand it's April 26, and it's at Parkland Golf and Country Club. And you could go online. It's actually an interesting website. It has, you know, some music that I actually love.
Yes.
The good, bad, and the ugly. But that website is festivalofthefluts, and that's FLUTES.org. And I understand is there still sponsorship available?
Yes. We're still open to sponsors, and it's a good way actually to buy tickets, mm-hmm. pay a little bit extra and get some tickets to the event. And we also are still adding every day more restaurants who are kind of our stars of the show.
And you're with one of my favorite magazines, City News Magazine, as well.
Yes, we've been in business now up in the Coral Springs Parkland area for nearly 10 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had a lot of fun working there. You know, we do – I think this is a great example of the kinds of things that we do. We have a new publisher now, Jerry and Lucy Spielman, and they have been very, very interested in – and, again, finding ways to get
right.
back to the community with the idea that City News should really be a cheerleader for the local community.
Well, we'd like to do a follow-up. I am going to be there. I know Gary Singer is going to be there as well. He claims it's a lot of fun, a good event, and you have a good turnout. And, again, that's April 26th. If you have VIP access, which you do offer, that's 6 p.m.
Correct.
But general admission is at 7 p.m. And, again, the location is Parkland Golf and Country Club, and it's so easy to get to. You know, it sincerely is. We appreciate you coming on. We want to do a follow-up. As always, I wish we had more time, and I sincerely mean that. But we'll certainly promote the after
Terrific.
The fact.
Yes, I think everybody that comes out will definitely have a great time.
And Rob Denton from Corporate Capital Advisors. I promised our audience we'd give out your contact one last time. Let's hear it.
Sure. Give me a call directly at 561-404-0526, or you can check us out on the web at www.corpcapdirect.
That's corpcap, C-A-P, direct. It comes right up if you just Google it. And you know, really, you've done a lot on that website. It's always a process, I know, always updating. You know, it goes by too fast, and I do want to thank everybody for coming in today. And do turn out to this 13th annual Festival of the Flutes. And, again, that's on the 26th of April. And the location is Parkland Golf Country Club. Just Google it. I'm Phil Bell, and you've been listening to Legal News and Review. And remember, be legal.
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review. Featuring Michael Santucci from the law firm of Santucci Priori, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They can be reached at 500law.com or at 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to belegalbuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448. For Legal News and Review, remember, be legal.